Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That is Jimmy Barnes, Land of a Thousand Dances on 1FM live and local at 7 past 7. And dancing is a subject we're going to explore now. There's a terrific event happening next week as part of the Shepparton Festival continuing. It is called Bloom and it's described as a fusion of food and dance, and it's going to be happening at the Woolshed next Wednesday and Thursday. And to tell us all about it is choreographer Kyla McGregor. Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning.
Sounds like a really original event. You don't often hear about a fusion of food and dance, or I don't anyway. Explain to us, what would people experience when they get tickets to this?
So when people arrive, they will begin with canapes on the deck at the Woolshed, at our amazing event venue, the Woolshed in Kyala. And you'll be treated to the first act of the performance on the lawn in front of the lake while you have your canapes, and then you'll come inside and you'll see act two and act three while you have your main and dessert. So basically you'll have this fusion of food and performance at the same time, and then you'll also experience an immersive kind of a feel, because we're having projections and animation and lighting and sound. So it's a real mix of everything.
And local performers, young performers?
Yeah, all local. We have some people that travel a little while from little places from outside of Shepparton itself. But yeah, all local, all local. So the team's all local. All completely volunteer run, and all the dancers and young people come from this region. So, very exciting.
So the production is a collaboration between Awaken Dance Theatre and the Australian Ballet, which makes me think that it's going to have a bit of a classical feel, or is it more contemporary?
It's actually more contemporary, and that's I love contemporary personally, but. We actually had the opportunity to be mentored by the Australian Ballet. So they've been coming up and working with us. It's part of a three-year mentorship thanks to the Fairley Foundation. So they mentored us last year and they're mentoring us this year, and they'll continue again next year. So they just come up and work with us and assist us wherever necessary with lots of aspects actually, but mostly with the choreography. And, yeah, so we're creating it and they're just a part of that process. So it's really, really good.
So you are the choreographer, as I said, but you're also a dance teacher at Greater Shepparton Secondary College.
That's right.
Gee, I wish I had had an option to do dance at school. That certainly wasn't an option when I was at school. So does this performance involve school students?
Yeah, it sure does. I actually started this not-for-profit organisation in 2018, and it kind of began, I knew some dancers outside of school, some youth and young adults, but a lot of the people in my world were my students, and I started Awaken Dance Theatre Company because I just saw this need for an extra extension or an opportunity that wasn't really accessible in the country. If you live in the city, you've got access to other youth dance theatre companies, but in Shepparton, we didn't have anything like that. So, yeah, when we began in 2018, there was a huge percentage of our cast was from the school, and now it's a pretty even mix from children from different schools around and from outside of Shepparton as well. So, yeah, I guess the word spread.
Why do you do this, Kyla?
Why do I do it? I'm just really passionate about it. I love the connection that the kids have together. I love being able to create performance that really touches people's hearts. And, yeah, it's just a really amazing thing to do. I know that there's value in it, and I know that the kids who are involved, they keep coming back. And so we must be doing something right. We've even had kids that have graduated from year 12, and I actually thought that some of those students may have not come back, but pretty much most of them have come back. So, yeah, it's been really amazing. And then some that have moved away to university have actually been involved through the process before they moved and still stayed involved with the cast. So, yeah, they're a pretty tight-knit bunch, and, yeah, they're really an amazing group of kids to work with, and I know that they love this experience, so I just keep giving, I guess.
I guess it must be really add to their confidence as young people to give them that form of self-expression.
Yeah, well, it does actually, and it's so much more than just performing, I guess, like they're teenagers, and we all know, you know, going through those years is a really interesting time, and I work with teenagers all the time, but for some kids, they actually come from a disadvantaged background, and that was part of my heart for starting it as well. I saw a lot of students who just did not have the opportunity to have dance lessons.
Well, dance lessons outside of school can be quite expensive, can't they?
Yeah, it can be, and for some people that wasn't an option, or they may have family members who are unwell and they can't go and have lessons and things. So we just provided this opportunity. I actually invited the students to come and be a part of it when it first started, and then we kind of opened it up for auditions more widely. But, yeah, I guess, you know, this opportunity is something that they wouldn't normally have. And, yeah, we're just doing something that wouldn't have existed otherwise. So that's a really, really good thing.
And, of course, in talking about this event, Bloom at the Woolshed next week, mm-hmm. So it's two performances. We haven't even talked about the great food, but
no.
I'm sure that there will be a lot of culinary delights on offer as you're watching the young people perform.
For sure. And Cam and Ange at the Woolshed are amazing. The food at the Woolshed is amazing, and really you can't actually go and eat at the Woolshed unless you're at an event there. So if you love the food at the Woolshed, this is a great opportunity to come and have some. But yeah, we're collaborating with them, and they've just been amazing to work with. The Woolshed is a beautiful venue, and I can't wait to kind of get the show on the road. I can't wait to see it all happening and all the aspects being brought together, including the food. So
now I do know that they need to get their catering sorted ASAP. So we need to get you to get your tickets straight away, people. So
yeah,
if you'd like to just have a lovely night out, beautiful food, beautiful venue, and just something different, really enjoying these beautiful dances and as you described, the immersive experience as well, and just supporting our young people, which we all need to do. I think
that's
probably the best thing to do is to get onto the Shepparton Festival website, and that will direct you to where you can get tickets. They're not cheap. They range from $75 to $115, but it obviously includes everything, does it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have a children's price, which is 12 and under, so they'll be served a children's meal. But then the adult price, so anyone over 12, it's $115. But if you think you're getting a three-course meal and an immersive performance, we think that's pretty good value. It's a bit more expensive than going to the theatre for a theatre-style ticket, which might be up in your 30s and 40s as far as your dollars. But
you don't get any food.
Yeah, you are getting a three-course meal and the whole experience. And I guess, you know, like we've got tech coming in and the setup and things like that outside of the theatre, so it's a little bit different. So the tickets are available, as you said, from shepparton festival.org.au. And if you just go up and click on the program section in the tab at the top, or there's another one that says more events, and then scroll down and you will see Bloom at the Woolshed. So there's actually, Thursday has actually sold out, and Wednesday is close to selling out. So as you said as well before, the ticket sales have to close because of catering, and that's happening on Sunday night. So ticket sales will close on Sunday night in preparation for ordering the food and catering for us to begin on Wednesday.
So that's Wednesday, the 30th of March, next Wednesday, that's from 7pm at the Woolshed there at Emerald Bank at Kyalla. Bloom, presented by Awaken, a dance theatre company, and choreographed by the lovely lady that we're talking to this morning. Well, best of luck to yourself with the event, and best of luck to all the young people doing it too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Kyla McGregor.
Thank
about
you for having me.
Bloom at the Woolshed next Wednesday.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor. Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.